Hi, you're listening to the TL Podcast. My name is Thomas Le Huyen, and I am interviewing someone who seems ordinary, but who is achieving extraordinary things. That is the quest of this interview. Hi, how are you going?
I'm really good, thank you.
Yes, I'm here with Jessica Zeppenfeld from Wisebury Thompsons. And she's won the Property Manager of the Year. I was going to say that you've won the Property Manager of the Year before, but you just said that you haven't.
No.
Are you lying to me, or is it really your first time?
Really my first time.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, this is going to be an interesting podcast. So let me ask you first to go back to the night. Okay, you got into the awards night, the room, and can you just take us through the feelings and the emotion of before you heard your name and then after you heard the winning name, please?
Well, like every year, it's a really wonderful night. Everyone's so excited to get together, catch up, and swap stories. As the night goes on and the awards are getting announced, everyone's getting more excited.
But what about you? What about you? How did you feel?
I was really excited.
Yeah.
We had quite a few team members up for awards.
Yes.
And to see them accomplish those and win the awards was really wonderful.
Yes.
Really deserving for Shay and Bronte.
Yeah.
That won awards in the team.
Yes. And yours was the last one, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes. So how did you feel that? Did you get more stressed? Like oh, Jesus, they've won and I hope I win too, otherwise I'd be the loser of the team, you know?
No. I felt really relaxed.
Oh, really?
I was just happy to hear everyone else.
Yep.
Winning and
yes.
Listening to, like, I don't know, it's hard to explain how you're like feeling right in that moment, but I felt really relaxed.
Yes.
And just enjoying the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now what happened when your name was announced?
I was shocked.
All right.
I was really shocked. It took a moment for it to sink in.
Right. Because you've been nominated a few times.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. But every time that you didn't win, was you disappointed back in those years? Or
I think I'd be lying if I said I wasn't disappointed.
Yes.
I was disappointed. You think back over the year of what you could have done different.
Yes.
To have changed that result.
Yes.
But I really love what I do. So I don't do it for the accolades. I do it because I love doing it.
Yes.
Just helping clients, helping the team, being there for everyone, seeing people succeed.
Yes.
Is more of a reward than getting the accolades.
Okay. All right. So you won. You got excited. People were embracing you, obviously. Take us through a little bit of that. Your name got announced.
Yeah, name got announced. Took me a few moments to realize that it was me.
Yes.
So, everyone at the table congratulated me, walked up. I don't really remember being up on stage. I don't remember what I said.
And you're not the first person to say that, though, you know?
It was kind of really surreal.
Yes.
Yeah, even when I sat down, I thought, was my speech okay? Did I say what I needed to say? It felt really surreal.
Yes. Okay. No tears, no shock, no nobody cried for you and you didn't cry?
I had a tear or two.
Yes.
But I think I held it in.
There was a lot of love in the room, you know, that like it
yes.
was the amazing thing. It happens every single year, like whether it's from your office or not, the person who wins get a scream from every table in the room. That's a good thing. So there's so much love that really emotionally it stirs you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just feeling like you can kind of feel everyone's emotions up on stage, which I think is what kind of left me a bit lost for words. And yeah, just the moment is, like, even now I think back on it and you try and remember how it all happened and what took place. And yeah, I just remember the excitement and the joy and everyone's clapping, and it's just it's an unreal feeling.
It's a good feel, isn't it?
It is.
So because every year you go and you see other people win, yeah, you go, okay, there's no problem. But now you have experienced what winning feels like. So when I talk about the inspiration that winners give us, or the inspiration of winning, it's just something you have to have. Nobody can explain that feeling.
Yeah, it's one thing to try and understand what people are saying, yep, how they feel.
Yes.
But to actually feel it and then put it into words, I found it quite challenging, because a few people said, oh, how do you feel about it? It's like, oh, I don't really know. I'm excited and I'm happy and I'm overwhelmed and that's great. But how to actually put that into words to make a story out of, it gets you thinking about it.
Yes, that's quite nice. So, Jessica, I'm not going to ask you about your duty. We may ask one or two questions, but this is not the place. The place here is really to have a look at your winning and think about it. So may I ask you, why do you think you won this year?
I've been thinking that same question myself.
Okay.
Because I know over the years I've looked after large portfolios. I've been there for the team and looked after the team. I think what's changed is that my actual in the business, I suppose, to pick a term, has changed. So I don't have as big a portfolio at the moment, which gives me a chance to actually work with the team and be there for the team. And if I'm needed somewhere, I can be there for them rather than just going to work and doing my job. I can still go to work, do what I love, and still do my job. But I've got the ability now to actually help the team as well. So, and how I feel about life, and it's hard to explain how I feel about life and everything around me, I think, has changed over.
In what way?
The way I look at things, and trying to think about how someone's going to accept what you're saying and bringing it down to that person's level. Everyone's got a different way of explaining things.
Yes.
Everyone's got a different way of taking things in or understanding something.
Yes.
And trying to bring it down to each individual person's way of understanding. So I've been trying really hard to work on that. And I've had to change the way I do things and explain things when I'm with the whole team compared to when I'm with one person one-on-one.
We're going to go through that, but let me tell you why I think that you may be having that edge. Many times I've been in meetings with you where I've noticed in the past you trying to ram certain ways down to people's throat, yeah? Or you're saying you're managing by control,
mm-hmm,
by force. And one of the things I noticed in the last 12, 18 months is you now more or less leading from the front. You're more or less working with the people. And I noticed the moving from away from the force to, hey, have you entertained it this way? And working with them. And I think that was a huge difference. In some respect, in the last 15 months, I have seen a huge growth. By the way, I was not a judge in that category, but so I'm only putting my two bobs, right? So
yeah.
That's what the difference was. And that can help you, because if you keep on focusing on that, I think you're going to be out of reach again next year.
Okay.
Because most people focus on their job. If you notice, the people who really win focus out beyond their job.
Yeah.
Do you notice that?
I think that's where maybe my turning point was, rather than focusing so much on the job that I do day in, day out.
Yeah.
Try and Steve and Lisa have been a big help in this, and so have you with the conferences and everything that we discuss.
Yeah.
Trying to look at the bigger picture, not just going in and doing my job and helping, you know, someone comes to me with a question and answering their question. It's more trying to look at where the team might need things adjusted and trying to make those adjustments for them.
Right.
So to make their role easier as well. So, yeah, trying to kind of be proactive.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're talking about conferences. So I've seen for a few years in the beginning where your growth went up. And then I noticed for a few years of conferences where you were on a plateau.
Mm.
And I noticed, yes, that in the last one, specifically in the last one, where it just skyrocketed. What happened there? And am I wrong? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. So tell me the truth. I don't know. Did you go through some plateau phase?
Yeah, I think there was a stage where I was same.
Yes.
Something's clicked.
Yes.
I feel like I understand things a little bit differently now.
Right.
How and why, I'm not entirely sure. But just try and keep going along that path. Probably reading. I've been, you know, in some chat rooms on Facebook, reading what other people's thoughts and opinions are and not being so, that's my thought and that's my opinion, that's the way it's going to be. Like allowing other people to have their opinions and maybe having the ability to believe in myself that I can change my opinion just because that's what I thought last week. I don't have to think that this week.
That is so nice. Yeah. Oh, wow. My goodness. You have changed.
I know I've changed.
Yeah. So can you just tell us maybe two or three changes that you noticed this year about yourself beside what we've just discussed?
I feel I've become more patient.
Right.
I don't have to react to something straight away.
Yes.
I'm trying to get myself to listen to what the problem, like what the, it's not always an issue, but listen first, kind of work through it and then make decisions. Just realizing that I don't have to make a decision straight away on everything.
Yeah.
Being more open. Listening to people.
How do we go from not listening to people to listening to people? How do we do that?
Just little steps at a time. I'm trying to work with with my kids at the moment.
Yes.
And just saying, I understand that's your opinion, but like I'm trying to get I said, there's too many things I learned late on in life that I wish I knew back in my 20s.
Yes.
I was probably anyone that's known me for a really long time, back in my 20s, I was probably a really tough, hard person. I feel I'm completely different now.
Okay.
Moments.
Yes.
Still have moments.
Yep.
But less often.
So when you have those moments, how do you become aware of that, Jess? Or do you only get to know about it maybe a little bit after the volcano eruption?
Sometimes it's during.
Yes.
And if you can stop it as it's happening, then take a sidestep. Sometimes it's too late and I've just got to reflect back on how I could have done it differently. But then that comes back to all the conferences we've been doing with you in listening to yourself and looking at what triggers you and looking at other people's reactions to your reaction and reading other people.
Oh, wow, this is fantastic. Maybe you can do part of the next conference in Vietnam. All right, so let's go back to the awards here now. Has anyone in your team been saying, how do we win as a team? How do we win the property officer? How do we win the next property manager? I mean, since your win, Has things changed within your team, around you?
Things have changed in the team.
Right.
And the team would love to be Property Management Team of the Year. I think they are every day.
Yes.
I'm a bit biased.
That's correct. Yeah.
They all go in to work every day. They know what their job is each day, but nothing stops them from helping each other out. And doesn't matter how busy any of them are, they've always got time for each other. If someone needs just an extra push or an ear to listen to, or they've got a challenging issue, they will all be there to help each other. We've spoken about Property Management Team of the Year for next year, and we've got a few things in place.
You already decided that. Okay. So what are the things that you're organizing for then?
So we're going to focus on the properties that we're bringing into the business.
Yep.
Try and retain the properties, like, with instead of having them, like, instead of losing properties, but sometimes it's out of your control. A landlord's move in and landlords sell, and that's generally what happened over the last 12 months. Working on our rent arrears, making sure we can keep them low,
mm-hmm.
and having, you know, happy tenants, happy landlords.
Okay. What about the property manager of the year? Has anyone decided, no, it's not going to be you next year, it's going to be me, and how it's going to happen?
Not that they've spoken to me
okay,
about.
Okay, they wouldn't say that. But now, you know the ingredient. We spoke about it already, that I believe you have transcended the need to control people, to, because sometimes control is because you know your way works.
Yeah.
And so you want to make sure that it works for them. And so you go down and you go, you have to do it this way because it works this way, right? But then people sometimes resist. How, knowing now that those lessons to be a property manager of the year, so how are you going to do that to help your team win the property management of the year? Property management team of the year?
That's a good question.
Oh.
I'll have to put some thought into how I'm going to lay that out on the table.
But not only about you, but to that's an unfair question because it's about the team.
Yeah.
So you also have to ask yourself a question about how should everyone in the team work together to bring the best of each other so that we can really win as a team.
Yes. Yeah. Something I'm going to have to work on. I hadn't thought about it that, like, I'm trying to get everyone to work on their own individual jobs.
Yes.
They all work together as a team really well, but I suppose it's being, like, the next step would be for them to, rather than being asked for help, getting the team to see that someone needs help, rather than waiting for someone to ask for help.
Okay. Is there some kind of synergy that's happening? So I'm going to talk to you openly about this because I've known you for a long time now. And for me to see you winning this for the first time is just, I can't believe it. I thought you've won it before. So there's something that's happened in your office lately and with the manpower. We don't have to talk about the person because that's more mine doing that. We can talk about some of how the issues and the challenge. But your team is pretty skewed in terms of property management. It's well built, okay? The team would have seen that thing going wrong with one person. But then yet nothing was brought up to management or nothing in the team was done really to try and fix that. And that's then not a team.
Mm.
So let's transcend that and let's forget the issue.
Yep.
What about now, how are we going to deal with, let's say, an issue we have in property management if everyone is a little bit of an island?
Mm.
It's not a loaded question, by the way.
Just thinking how, I suppose, if people feel that they're an island and not part of a, like a big country.
Yes, yes.
It's getting them, I suppose, getting the team to change that perspective or that thought that they're in there on their own.
Yep.
And that they are part of the big country, not just little yep. islands spread out everywhere.
Yes.
Yep. So getting each individual person to see that bigger picture.
Okay. So how are you going to do that with the property management team? Now that you heard about it and now that you know, okay, I've got an issue there where Everyone's a bit an island, especially when in property management, we all work on our portfolio.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yep.
It's easy to be an island.
Yes, right? It is.
We come as a team yep. sometimes, but really, once Joanne's looked after her 200, really, she couldn't care less. All she wants is my arrears down to zero and I've got zero vacancy, right? That's how it works.
Yep.
But to win as a team, you can't just stop there. The same way that you had to transcend telling people doing things right, you had to learn in the last 18 months about not only helping do that, but also coming across nice. Correct?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So how are you going to get those little islands to start communicating and helping each other and seeing issues? Do you see a way of doing it?
There is definitely a way of doing it.
Yeah.
But that's what I need to work on now is finding a way to get it done. Speaking to other officers, seeing how they do it in their offices, see what we might be missing to have that happen. That would be one way to work on that.
Okay. It's not a loaded question, just to make you think, because I think it's very, very nice this early to think already the team of the year. Okay.
I believe they can do it.
Yep.
I honestly believe they can do it. I've just got to find out what we're missing.
Yes, that's correct. Because if you keep on repeating the same thing you've done, then there's no way you'll win.
Correct.
There has to be something else that you need in there. And I think that the what's needed is in the word team. The only way you can win as a team is to have the synergy. It means that everyone brings the best of themselves and everyone together create more.
Yes.
Yep. Than if they did individually.
Yep. So then finding a way for everyone to do that.
To be a team.
Yep, to be a team. Yep.
Yes. To have more team events, to have more opportunity for the team to talk to each other. Maybe find ways to get the team to share with each other about how you can improve your work, how I see your work being improved. Then I think that there's a team. There's collaboration too.
Yes.
You know, that maybe... people need to learn to transcend their job and go, hey, I've done my job. My area is fine. Let me help you with this.
Yes.
And then because vice versa, there's going to be a boomerang effect.
Yes.
And now a team's starting to grow. Because sometimes you have zero areas, but sometimes you've got a high area. So you need somebody else to help you, correct?
Correct.
You don't have to be the only one to be stressed right then when the rest of the teams are having their margaritas.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. They can share that knowledge on how they've done it with the other team members.
Yes.
And help them come down, help them bring their arrears down so they can sit back and have their margaritas too.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. I want to ask you something about the leadership conference. What was the element of this year that got you to click and embrace more? I saw something change. First of all, I hope you remember the material.
I don't think it was one thing in particular. I don't know. It's hard to explain. I felt really... normally I go into the conferences worried about how I'm going to keep up, write everything down, take everything in. This year I tried to go in, I tried to go in with a different thought of mind.
Yes.
And just try and go in relaxed. And if I miss something, I'll ask someone, not be so worried about trying to keep up as much. And that's I always listen, but... I don't know how to explain it. I just try to go in there with a different thought pattern.
Right.
I don't know if that makes sense, but
no, different mindset. You had a different mindset. There was something calm about you.
Yeah, I felt relaxed. I went in this time feeling relaxed.
Yes. Yeah, I walked past you at some stage at Kempinski, and I went, hold on, she's floating. where. In some of the years I've seen you, it's pretty tense, almost like sending out an aura of feeling, I don't want to be here.
I've never thought that.
No? Oh, okay. All right.
Always wanted to be there.
Okay. So this year we're going to do Vietnam. It's going to be actually going down to the power of words, how words can really decimate a team or not decimate. So it's going to be a next level.
Yep.
I think that this year, if you can, it's going to be a lot of concentration when we're in there, but still learn to relax. All right. Now, have you done anything much with the team outside the conference last year?
Not outside the conference.
Oh, maybe that was something else, because for many years you were always doing things afterwards together.
Yep.
And this year you were a bit of a loner. It's almost like I've got my own thing.
At the conference last year, Daniel joined me up there.
Yes.
This time. So that was great to have him there.
To have your partner there, yep, absolutely.
That was really nice.
Did he want to come because he was 5-star Kapinski, or did he?
It was a last-minute decision for him to come.
Oh, really?
It was great, yeah. It was great that his work let him off. Let him have a couple of days off suddenly. We got the kids looked after at the last minute, which was, it all just seemed to happen, and it flowed really nicely.
Yes.
So having him there was really nice, because normally I do go to them on my own. So yes. I go up after the conference, I go up to the room and sit on my own.
Yes, and sometimes you're also the third wheel somewhere else because you're on your own, right? And you feel, oh, yeah, I'm going to be with them.
Yeah, whereas this time, you know, I'd meet up, I'd have breakfast, we'd all have breakfast together, like all the team had breakfast together.
Yes.
And then afterwards, with a couple of hours after the conference, you know, we'd go for a walk out up to the beach, or it was nice to go out and do something rather than just trying to find what someone else is doing and joining them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is he going to be in Vietnam?
That's our plan. We're actually planning to have him and the kids there this year.
And the kids?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. Here's my advice. The kids in Ho Chi Minh City, it's deadly.
I've heard the traffic's next
maybe
level.
Maybe the kids joining you in Da Nang, it's something else, because it's more resorty.
Okay.
So you might want to have a look.
Yep.
And otherwise, he's going to have a heart attack.
He'll be fine.
Oh, he'll be fine. Okay. All right. No problem. So I forgot to ask you, how did he take your award? Because quite often we talk about the winners, but we very rarely talk about how do your husband take this? How do your wife? How did your wife take this? So you want to share with us about how Daniel took your award?
Yeah, he was really proud. He knows how much I put in and how much I love the job I do, where I work, the people I work with.
Yes.
But on the other hand, and he knows how, like he even said that this team we've got, it's one of the best teams we've had. And that's what's made it possible. He knows the support I get from the team.
Yes.
And I try and support them back just as much. And yeah, that was one of his comments. He said, the team you've got is one of the best teams that you've had. And it was really nice to be there on the night when the award was announced. It was a great feeling, because it's not every year he can make it, because we have different commitments with the kids.
Yes.
So it was really lovely, and he was really proud. It was great. And the kids, he straight away, before I'd even sat down, I had messages from the kids saying, congratulations, Mum. So he'd already sent them a message and said that I'd won before I even got down off stage. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And that's a big win
for
you.
That was so nice.
Isn't it? That's a big win. It's one thing to get the awards, but how great is it to be able to share that with your loved ones, isn't it? Straight away. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you said something very interesting, how he said this is the best team you've had, as if he leaves the team, as if he knows your issue. Because this is the first time I hear a spouse saying that, because quite often, your spouse does a job and there's their job and whatever she does, I'm fine. But for your husband, Daniel, to say this is the best team.
One of the best.
that means to me that he's been thinking about it, he's been observing it.
Yeah, we both care about where each of us work.
Yes.
You know, every day it's like, how was work? How are you?
Yes.
At the end of each day, and make sure that everyone's okay and we're all in a good mind space. You know, it's important that he's happy where he works. I'm happy where I work.
Yes.
And yeah, it was a random thing that he said, but I fully agree. Everyone knows, like I said before, like everyone knows the job they got to do.
Mm-hmm.
They also know that they've got the support of each other as well.
Okay.
And they all working together.
Okay. Well, we're going to end the podcast here. However, I always end with one question. How do you know that you're living an inspired life or you're leading an inspiring life?
I believe if you're constantly changing and growing from the things that you hear and see, then either you're being inspired by something to constantly change, and then if people are changing around you, then you must be giving them a bit of inspiration as well for them to change themselves.
Oh, that is so nice. Thank you so much, Jessica.
Thanks, Thomas.
Jessica Zeppenfeld, Property Manager of the Year. Thank you.
Thank you.